people around the world. Take your smartphone to your Bluetooth with your earpiece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solid game. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up. Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up. It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here are your pod hosts, Gil T and Christopher Wilson.
Nerd Up!
All right, once again, welcome to the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Gil T. Wilson.
And Brandon Bell.
And we're here. Brandon's making another comeback for the Nerd Up Podcast. I think he's going to be pretty much a regular. We've kind of accepted that position for Brandon. So I want to let you know that in this podcast, there are going to be spoilers. If you have not seen the Iron Man 3 movie and are planning on seeing it, you may want to wait till after you see it to listen to this, or maybe might give you a heads up, but we got some, well, griping is not quite what I want to say, but definitely some nitpicking we want to do with the movie, and it's going to give us some spoilers. So anyway, so we'll let you know that when we start talking about Iron Man, if you haven't seen the movie, just know, pause it right there till after you've seen the movie, then you can continue listening to the podcast. But we are recording from a local business here in Robinson. It's called Help Yourself. They serve frozen yogurt and also coffees too. And they have different flavors. Brandon got the vanilla bean flavor. How is it?
It's excellent.
Excellent. That's a good thing. I got a cup of coffee because I stuffed myself on Mother's Day dinner. But I got a cup of what they're calling Highlander Grog coffee, and it's pretty darn good. So I'm liking this. Anyway, but yeah, if you're wondering what kind of flavor is Highlander Grog coffee, good. That's all you need to know. Good. So like I said, when we start talking about Iron Man, know that there will be spoilers because there's a gripe we have with the movie that we'll have to give away parts of it. Anyway, first of all, let's see. I'll start out talking about comic books. I've just been catching up on some comic books. I just finished reading a few issues of The Bionic Woman, the Dynamite comics. And so Kevin Smith wrote the first eight issues of The Bionic Man, and he really kind of brought back the character of Colonel Steve Austin from my childhood and made the comic really good. But he stopped writing for it after, I think, issue number 8, and it's kind of gone downhill, in my opinion, on the writing aspect. Bionic Woman never was written by him, and if you treat it as if it's nothing to do with the TV series, you'll like it, because it really has nothing to do with the old TV series. Now, The Bionic Man, he did kind of rewrite the story, but he kept some of the main issues that were led to be Steve Austin being Steve Austin, the Bionic Man. So, yeah, it's $6 million a day rather than $6 million total. Remember, he was called the $6 million man, but now it's $6 million a day. So, anyway, let's see here. That's really all I've been doing is The Bionic Woman, and I will tell you, it's really cool because the new bionics they created, actually Kevin Smith created, and when he rewrote it, they not only have the arms and legs with the bionics and create, they're stronger, they're faster, and you know, they can leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Yeah.
They can't fly though. But they also have bionic faces. They can change their, and it's actually their whole body with the way it works. Hmm. They can change their skin color, their skin tone, they can change their face, they can change everything. They can be basically incognito 100%, so it's kind of a unique idea behind it.
So a nice stealth feature there.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. And there's other aspects of it that they have bionic ears and eyes and stuff like that, so it's pretty much they're all bionic, except for their brain, I think, is all kept them normal. So even that is kind of nuclear run, but it's a good series, but it lacks a little bit after issue 8 on the Bionic Man. Bionic Woman, if you look at it not from the TV series point of view, just as a cool action comic, then it's good. It really is. She can kick some serious butt. That's all there is to it. So, But it has nothing to do with the original. Let's see, what comics have you been keeping up with?
I was keeping up with Ultimate Spider-Man, which I'm pretty much caught up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great story going on there with Miles Morales' Spider-Man instead of Peter Parker.
Right.
And I also read the side story for that, the Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah. What would you think of that?
That was just mind-blowing. I like how they did it. I think they did it to help Miles grow more as a character.
Yeah, because he got to meet his hero.
Yeah, it really helped him get into that mindset of Peter Parker, like, with great power, great responsibility.
It made him understand that a lot more. Yeah, because that's one of the things, when he became Spider-Man, he never met him, because he became Spider-Man after Spider-Man died, Peter Parker died. And it's like, now he has a hero to actually look up to. But it's kind of cool, the alternate universe jumping thing was neat, created by Mysterio.
Yeah. And then I think I'm getting close to catching up with Scarlet Spider.
Uh-huh.
Scarlet Spider's getting really good. I really love the character development in it.
That is one of the series that, when they first created, okay, let's go back in history on my timeline. Scarlet Spider, back in the 90s, was actually Ben Reilly, who was a clone of Peter Parker. And he went off on his own and became Scarlet Spider. Basically, it was the 90s, and he had like a torn sweatshirt thing. It was like, okay, let's do a Flashdance Spider-Man. But actually, that'd be going back to the 80s, wouldn't it? So, but this one, he actually has a costume, and it's Kane, who's still a clone.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really want to be your hero. He was just on his way to Mexico to leave the country.
Yeah.
Kind of got stuck into the great responsibility aspect. And he's turning into a pretty cool, almost an anti-hero hero.
Yeah.
You know, he's more of a hero.
Yeah.
But he's got a little of the anti-hero going on.
Yeah, because he talks about killing a lot. He's like, I'm just going to kill this guy and get it over with. And then, like you said, he's got a suit of his own, which is a really neat suit because it has the built-in stealth, the cloaking or the active camo in the way. And he kind of stole that from Peter after Spider Island.
After Spider Island, exactly. And that's he was making off with, and that he slipped that on to become a hero for a second. So, yeah.
And it's just got great development there. I mean, they're really building Kane up. I mean, he's making him more. I mean, he's trying not to be a killer like he used to be because that's all he knew. But it's like this is a battle for him.
Yeah, that was one thing I always. Whenever Kane would make an appearance in any Spider-Man issue, I was like, you know, he's like, he was a clone created by the Jackal, blah, blah. And then he likes to fight and, you know, kill. But now they're actually, you're right, there's a character development that's just perfect in this storyline. I think they're building a great comic out of it.
I think the last one I read of Scarlet Spider was where he ran into Kraven the Hunter's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't think I've got up to that point yet. Oh, yeah. Might be a spoiler for me.
Oh, yeah. And then Superior Spider-Man, I've been catching up on it, and I just read the latest issue, and oh my god, I mean, Doc Ock, once again, just being Spider-Man is just weird.
It's very weird.
And I don't know if you've read it, so
I haven't kept up to date, but I will take this. I'm not prone to. I'll read the books anyway, so spoilers don't bother me.
Okay, spoiler on this. I mean, Doc Ock got his helmet from when he was Doc Ock, which scanned his brain, and he found the anomaly, which was Peter Parker being there now, and he removed him.
Oh, no.
Everybody thought he was going to win. I even thought he was going to win the way the comic was playing out. Twist in. Doc Ock, spoiler, Doc Ock won.
That's one of the reasons why I didn't like it, but they kept that little hint of a promise in there for me, but
it was an epic mind battle.
I imagine it would be. So yeah. I'm still going to be reading it. I'm still going to find out about it, but I'm not happy with it.
I'm not happy, but I see how they're doing it because there may still be another way he could come back.
Oh,
because
cool.
You never know. I mean, it just showed it fading to black on Peter in his own mind, and you know, Ock thinks he's won, but he's also got another spoiler. I mean, I don't know if this would be a big spoiler, but it was in one of the other comics. Carly's on his trails.
Oh, okay.
Peter's ex-girlfriend.
The detective?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
She's already got it linked.
Yeah, she's one of them that got powers during Spider Island, so. Okay.
She's already got it linked. She knows it's not Peter.
Cool. Well, there's still maybe hope, but you never know.
Yeah.
So.
And then, last but not least, the latest thing I've read was Red Lanterns. They've still got a way to go with the writing on it. I'll give it that. I mean,
well, they came out. The first few issues were just guns a-blazing. It was an awesome writing and everything.
I think it's still lacking something in the writing and aspect. I think they don't got a writer that can really capitalize on a story for the Red Lanterns. But, I mean, it's getting good. I mean, it's getting great. Mm-hmm. Still got Bleach trying to get the construct power from Rancor.
Right.
Which they're still on Earth. But they ended up going back into space because of Atrocitus calling them to, spoiler, kill him. I mean, it's right on the cover of the 19.
Right.
And it's just like, wow. I mean, I didn't understand why he did it, but then it kind of twisted around in the end, and you just got to read it. I mean, it was kind of just out there for me.
Well, I know all the Green... Well, you're the one that actually got me started reading the New 52 Green Lanterns.
Uh-huh.
Well, all the Lanterns, the Red Lantern as well. And all of them are pretty strong writing.
Yeah.
And the Red Lanterns, when they came out, the guns a-blazing, I was like, this is some great stuff here.
Yeah.
And you're right, as I continued on, it started to get, it's not that awesome anymore. I think what maybe the problem is while the others are starting to solve their problems, the Red Lanterns, they still have struggles within their lanterns.
There's still power battles going on with Bleeze and, trying to overthrow Atrocitus and wanting to take Rancor's power and try to make constructs of her own. Because he seems to be the only one, I think, other than Atrocitus that can make constructs.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Atrocitus can do it.
No.
I'm not sure on that.
Well, he's just nothing but a rage anyway, so.
Yeah.
that's one of the reasons.
What really didn't help it is that it's got to try to fit into these story arcs that they're doing between all the comics,
right,
which really isn't helping it, I think.
Yeah. The whole Guardians and then
Third Army.
Yeah.
And then now the First Lantern.
The First Lantern,
which that is getting pretty good, but the last issue, Red Lanterns, I don't know why it was a part of the Third Army or the First Lantern thing, because it really didn't talk too much. It was more about Atrocitus and stuff on that one.
Huh.
But they added it as a part into the First Lantern ordeal, which... I mean, that's getting good all over, but...
Well, they'll get there. Maybe they'll get there. Hopefully they'll get there, because it started out good.
Yeah, they did.
Well, speaking of Green Lantern, I just finished, and finally, I don't know if I talked about it, I didn't talk about it last podcast, Green Lantern 3, the Sleepers Volume 3. Oh, awesome book. It was basically the Sleepers, they did 3 volumes of this. Christopher Priest is the one that wrote those. He started out as a writer for Marvel, and did a lot of work with Marvel, and then he went to DC, and he wrote these 3 books, or 3 novels, and they start out with the Kyle Rayner Green Lantern, and then the Alan Scott Green Lantern, and then number 3 was Hal Jordan. Now, the thing is, though, that in 3, Hal Jordan is the Spectre, and so he's, basically kind of like the Vengeance, he finds people that have done bad and finds cruel ways to kill them. And so it worked out to where the fact that he's trying to solve the whole problem with the universe, all of time and space. And whoever gave him the powers of the Spectre took away his powers. And now he's nothing. He's just a regular man. And so he takes Kyle Rayner's ring, because Kyle Rayner, he becomes... poisoned by a Sinestro ring, and so he leaves his ring behind, and so Hal Jordan takes his ring, which was originally Kyle Rayner's ring, was Hal Jordan's ring, if you follow the whole continuity of the stories. But Hal Jordan takes that, he becomes the Green Lantern to try to solve this problem. And what it is there's all these Sinestro rings, it's a Sinestro virus type thing, and it's infecting all the Justice League. Including, it's really cool to have Plastic Man as a Sinestro. I'm trying to think. Aquaman, but Aquaman overcomes his. Green Arrow makes an appearance, even though he has retired as Green Arrow. He's really just Oliver Queen. And it's a really good... the book number 3 is a real good tie-in of all 3 books. It makes all 3 stories come in together, and it's just a phenomenal story. Now, the best thing is I listened to it on audiobook form, the graphic audio, and Graphic Audio, they know how to do the story.
I will say that, yeah. I still got to finish up Civil War, but I'm on the last one of it, and oh my, I've fallen in love with it.
Isn't it amazing how their sound effects, they can make things, like a battle between superheroes who are using superpowers, like how do you come up with the sound, you know?
I know.
And they do it, and that's, in this one, there's one point where Hal Jordan, he's trying to figure out what the problem is. And so he hits every single point of time and space, at all time, all space, in one moment. Okay? That's a weird concept. Well, what does that sound like? Well, these guys come up with that sound. It's like, wow, yeah, that would be, you know. So Graphic Audio, the audio book, and it's like, it really made it a lot better.
Yeah.
And so I highly recommend getting those Graphic Audio, the Sleepers, Volume 1, 2, and 3. Actually, they do a lot of DC Comics novelizations. They got a new one coming out, Enemies and Allies. It's about I think it's the first original meeting of Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent, Batman and Superman. And so it's one of the first meetings between the two, and where they don't like each other, but they do end up being allies. So I don't know for sure. I didn't read the synopsis on it, but I know it's just now getting released from Graphic Audio.
I'm going to have to look into that one.
That looks like a pretty good one. So yeah. They're also going to be releasing a Spider-Man comic or novel sometime soon, too. But I don't know which one they're going to be doing. It just said Spider-Man coming soon. So let's see here. Well, let's move on to... Let's talk about Iron Man. Let's move on to movies. Let's get this out of the way. Like I said, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, you may want to pause at this point and listen after you see the movie. But Brandon and I both went and saw Iron Man different times so that we didn't influence each other. So, and we have one common problem with the movie, and that is the Mandarin. And it's really not that, to me, it's not that big of an issue, but it's big enough to make you say, well, they could have done it better. But, first of all, let's just talk about the movie in general, Brandon. What did you think of it, overall?
Overall, loved it. Thought it was great.
Same here, yep.
Thought it was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we'll get on to that part later. But I just, overall, two thumbs up, yep. 10 out of 10.
Great. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. does an awesome job.
Yeah.
I mean, he is the Iron Man. I don't think anybody else could have pulled it off like he did.
Yeah.
He played the arrogant millionaire and the genius as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, even more so, he's a little more humble in this one, I think.
Yeah.
After his Mark 42 armor takes off, and it's still in test mode, but he has to use it to escape an attack from what we think is the Mandarin. And like I said, what we think is the Mandarin.
Quote.
More on that later. But so he takes off. Yeah, first thing he does, though, he sends a costume to Pepper Potts, or sends it to her, and it covers her.
Let's rewind on that, because you got to remember, it was just cool seeing him implement them little nodes into his arm.
Right, he's shooting those little computer electrodes into his arm, and you're like, what is he doing?
Like Jarvis is like, we got to really, I just love how Jarvis warns him and says we need to really, and he's like, nope, you got to run free. Walk.
Boom, 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 boom. Exactly, he's putting all these injections into his arm, this ouch, 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 you know. And yeah, that was really cool, and it causes the costume to come to him.
Yeah.
And that's really a good concept. A really cool concept.
It's kind of a upgrade from the Avengers with the bracelet idea.
Right. Yeah.
It's Tony just taking that next step.
Yeah, exactly.
Which he always does with his armors.
And that's exactly right. And it makes him great. But there's a point where the Mandarin is attacking his home, and after he gave him his address, because he basically issued a challenge,
mm-hmm.
and sure enough, he gets bombed. And one thing you got to see, if you see it again, Brandon, see if you can see this. See if you can see this. But when the house is being blown up, they show all the armor starting to blow, fall into the ocean. If you look to the far left on that scene where it shows all the armor at once, there's a female Iron Man costume.
Rescue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Spec Ops 9.
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, because during the movie, well, Marvel Avengers Alliance, the game, the online game. The current Spec Ops features Rescue as the hero to recruit. By the way, I got her today, or yesterday, so I beat the Spec Ops.
I'm needing ISOs bad.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But I leaned over to my son during the movie. I was like, this is almost the exact thing as the Spec Ops. Everything mm-hmm. they're doing in the Spec Ops is in this movie. And he goes, well, you don't see Rescue. And then I had to remind him of that scene. He didn't catch it. It's a pretty quick scene where they show the female costume. So.
And then, plus you got Pepper getting the suit at that one point. That yeah. kind of symbolizes...
To save her. Yeah. She gets the suit. He sends the suit to her to save her from yeah. the explosions. So, but anyway, then he takes off in his Iron Man suit to make her, keep her safe. And actually so that they don't know that he's still alive. Ends up somewhere in Tennessee, which mm-hmm. is where all the troubles started of the bombs of... Sabin, who is the villain, the real villain, but the thing I was talking about, the humble aspect of it, is he gets picked up by a kid who's almost as arrogant as him, and the yeah. kid is also a mechanic as like he is, and he fixes things too, and so the kid and him, the whole
back and forth, the banter between them.
Those guys just go, it was fun.
Yes, it was funny. I found it hilarious.
And there were so many things that were just perfect for that. And but he shows that, you know, hey, he can be humble too. Now, the one thing that that I liked best about that feature is it showed that he's still human. And even though he was injecting himself with little armor pieces to make more robotics, I guess you'd say, mm-hmm. he still remains, and that's what makes Tony Stark Tony Stark.
The other thing you see in this movie that really signifies him as human is the after effects of the Avengers movie mm-hmm. and how he freaks out at the mention of going through that warp.
The wormhole, yep. yeah. You know, he has like post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, mm-hmm. the kid is the one that helps him get over that.
Yeah. yeah.
So, but basically, all right, here we go. Now we're going to talk about the aspect that kind of bugged us. And when you see the previews, all the trailers, you see Mandarin. You yeah. see him being just a total badass, basically.
Yeah.
He is the kind of like an Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bombing places for no reason. And the thing is, they can't find any source of a bomb. And each time he's doing this, he's talking about, you know, there are no heroes. And of course, we know Iron Man can't stand that, so he issues a rebuttal, and that's where he gets attacked. Well, Ben Kingsley does an awesome job of playing both sides of the Mandarin. There's the spoiler right there. Both sides of the Mandarin. Now, the Mandarin, at first you see him, he's the face of all this destruction going on, but there's more to it. There's a guy that has created this tech, if you will, that's able to hack the human brain.
Yeah.
And he's able to basically turn people into bombs.
It's basically going on the thing from the Iron Man universe, Extremis.
Uh-huh.
This one's more taken from plants, though. That was my other little gripe.
Right. Yeah, now you had a gripe about... Yeah, well, before we go too much further about the Mandarin, I want you to talk about Extremis, what bugs you about that Extremis, because that was pretty cool.
I think from the comic aspect, it was more about nanotech, because if you right. play Spec Ops 9, you're getting that through all out of it, because they talk about the nano slut, the gray goo,
right.
which is the nano residue and all that from dead nanites and all that. And it was more about a nanovirus that allowed people to fuse with tech
right.
and stuff. And... it wasn't made from plants, but in the movie, the girls, you know, the girl that found it, yeah, the botanist, figures it out that it's from plants and regrowth like a plant does.
Yeah.
And it was very unstable. You see, like, Happy, when it was back in 99, Happy take a little twig off and it blows the whole plant up.
Right, right.
And that was just my little quip about the Extremis, because... Tony, supposedly in the comics, he gets infected with it, and that's yeah. how he keeps his suit, instead of how he could summon the suit in.
Right.
It went into his, like, what did they say? It hollowed out his bones, and the suit hid in his bones.
Yeah. And that's kind of what you were thinking they were leading to when he was putting those injections into his arm. You're like, oh, he's going to, somehow one of those injections are going to make it infected with that. But it turns out to be a plant based, so it's a little bit different. Now here's the twist. You're thinking Mandarin is the bad guy. It's not. And here's where I'm upset, because Mandarin is actually a pretty cool villain.
Yeah.
Not cool like in oh, he's a nice guy, but in cool, like, that's a guy that would be perfect match against Iron Man. You know, he's, because, you know, in the comics, each ring has a different power. He can, like, put up shields and you know, whatever. He's got so many different things he can do. But in the movie, spoiler, he is nothing. He's a puppet. He's an actor. And Ben Kingsley, I will say, played him awesomely for the role.
Yeah.
He played the Mandarin, the bad guy, the actor who the actor was portraying, perfectly. And then when he basically, Tony Stark comes into the lair of Savin, who is happens to be the guy with the extremist virus that, or whatever it is, and that is able to make bombs out of humans, including himself. He, or actually, it's not Savin's one of the characters. What was the guy's name? Killian.
Yeah, Killian.
Killian. Yeah, he's the one that actually created all of it.
Yeah.
But he's using this actor that he hired off the streets in England to portray, and he has this whole like Liverpoolian. Liverpoolian,
British accent. He said he did some stuff that he's not proud of. No man should do.
Yeah, exactly.
Total drug addict. I mean,
yeah, it actually kind of reminded me of Robert Downey Jr.'s role from the movie Less Than Zero. Did some things he shouldn't do, but he, and all of a sudden he's a putz.
Yeah,
you know, he's nothing.
He goes from being this big badass to a guy sitting back kicking down beers.
With a whole bunch of scantily clad women.
Yeah.
And it's basically it's like, oh, he's the actor. Now here's the point. I'm thinking, oh, he's doing this to fool Tony Stark. He's, you know, you think he's playing the putz to be, you know, to fool Tony Stark, and later on after he gets away, he'll put back on his Mandarin costume and says, haha, I fooled you. But no, they never do that. And it made me mad. Killian turned out to be the bad guy, and Savin, but Savin gets killed.
I think Tony up on Air Force One blows a hole through his chest.
Yeah, you know, recover from that.
Yeah.
Or he could still recover from it. We just don't know. But anyway, it is comic books. But yeah, and he turned out, and sure enough, he took the fall for everybody, and you know, Ben Kingsley, or rather the actor that played the Mandarin. So it was a big letdown. I kept wanting more, and it. I mean, where the Mandarin can be a good villain.
It could have really set up, like you said, if it would have twisted around the other way and go, ha ha, I am really the man. It could have really set up another Iron Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, it could have.
And that's another thing with this one. Of course, we all know they only did it as a trilogy, and that there's still contract negotiations for Robert Downey Jr. to come back as Iron Man. I don't know where those stand, but I heard a rumor that he actually is going to come back for more Tony Stark, more Iron Man stuff.
Yeah.
If nothing else but the Avengers. But that's rumor, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think I linked you the post on the whole contract negotiation thing about how it wasn't fair that he got paid so much where the other people that played the other Avengers didn't get paid as much as he did.
Yeah.
Paid so much to play Iron Man.
Yeah, and I think the whole thing gets me about actors whenever they do that is that they should... you know, they're not going to go hungry.
Well, see, his beef, I think, I read the article, and I think it was his beef was he was mad that the other people weren't getting the paid the same amount. Okay, he was standing up for the other guys.
Oh, I see. All right, I didn't catch that part. I just kind of glanced, I guess.
I think it was saying the guy that played Thor only got so many thousands where he was making a couple million.
He was a better looking man.
Yeah. It was he didn't seem it fair that the other actors were getting jet.
I'd be good with that. All right. Yeah. But yeah, so at the end, you know, there's some features of this movie I'm not going to give away, but there's some features that you can tell they're wanting to end it. But then again, you can't. I mean, you got to go on with these things.
Another thing is, you know, you got to stay tuned after them credits.
Yes.
See the good stuff.
If you ever go, and you know, you should know this, when you go see a Marvel movie, stay after the credits are over. And this one, sometimes they put it like in the middle of the credits or just a little bit before the credits start. They have a little spoiler scene for the next movie or whatever. Stay for this one. It's funny and it's worthwhile, and it gives you a little hint of what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give it away because I'm sure if anybody wanted to, they could look all over the internet because that's where I found out about it before I went and saw it. But it's still a funny scene between. I'll give you this. It's between Bruce Banner and Tony Stark. Mm-hmm. So it really makes for a good scene.
I know we've been doing spoilers, and I don't really want to spoil it in the movie.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But It just, I mean, there could have been so much more for setup for an Iron Man 4 if they were going to go that way. But
they did
set it pretty good up for the Avengers, too. I mean,
definitely so for the Avengers. More for the Avengers than another Iron Man movie. So, well, I guess we've kind of dug that one into the ground there. But there's some features. It's a really good movie overall. It's definitely worth seeing. Definitely worth going to get and actually owning when it comes out on DVD.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy the trilogy pack. That's what I've been waiting for. I'm going to buy the trilogy pack.
Me too, because that would be great. Because I've got Iron Man 1 and 2, and I know I'm going to buy the trilogy pack, and I'm going to give away the first two for someone.
See, that's what I wait for, is their three pack whenever I know it's going to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
Still in more movies, there's still a couple things that before Iron Man, the previews, of course. Mm-hmm. I am so excited for Thor 2.
Oh, yeah, yes. The previews for that look really good.
Oh my god, and then the Wolverine.
Now, that one didn't excite me. First of all, you got to realize though, I'm not an X-Men fan, never have been, and they're all right with me. I'll go see the movies, but I saw the previews for this one, and it just wasn't enough to really make me. It was a meh. I might get the DVD or something.
At first, it was a meh for me, but then as it went on, just to see what kind of trouble they're putting Wolverine in, it made me want to go see
something
it.
Something about they take away his powers?
His healing factor.
Yeah, they don't take away his adamantium, do they?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say.
Just his healing factor. The old man said that he found a way to cure his immortality.
Yeah.
And so he could live a normal life. And he's like, there's no cure for me. He's like, don't doubt that. And it's a guy that he supposedly saved during World War II.
Okay.
I really want to see how that goes. I'm really interested.
It was a myth. There's been a lot of issues of Wolverine comics where he's goes to Japan in different aspects, and now their movie is going to do it. But even in other crossovers, like there's Wolverine She crossover between Top Cow Comics and Marvel, and that was a pretty cool. And then there's Wolverine Elektra. They've gone over a couple times, so it's like another Wolverine, and it's just to me just a myth, but it's still a comic book movie that, you know, people should go and support these movies anyway, because they're comic book movies.
I'm just a sucker for comic book movies because I want to see what they do. No matter how bad it may be, I'll still watch it.
Yeah.
And I will say, I was the last Wolverine movie, I was just bumfuddled the way they did it. I was just like, huh.
Yeah,
you know.
I'll tell you what. I finally saw X-Men First Class when it was on like Encore and Stars. I didn't have any desire to go see it at the movies, but when I saw it, I said, "Wow, I wish I would have seen it at the theater because it was a really good movie."
I think that one was really the best X-Men movie. Out of all of them.
I thought they did a great job. There's a really nice way to go back in time and see how they did everything, and plus some of the new X-Men, some of the X-Men they introduced that weren't in the others, like Emma Frost.
Mm-hmm. She was in Origins, X-Men Origins.
Was she?
She was the girl that went to Diamond there.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Not for long, though.
Yeah, you'll see her for long.
But, it was like, they hinted at others in the other movies, but this time they actually had some good characters.
That was my one beef.
Beast was what got me. I liked the Beast in that one.
See, X-Men Origins, the First Class, that really kind of messed me up too, because you see Havoc in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy with the energy. He's supposed to be Scott's brother.
I know, that's comics. Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of threw me off. And then also having Emma Frost in there too. I mean, that was kind of threw me off too.
Yeah, there were some things, but I like the way they put the characters together.
They did make it better. I did like the added in that movie of Banshee. That was cool.
Yeah.
The guy that could yell.
Yeah. He died too soon.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. What else? Video games. Let's talk about first of all, we got to talk about Avengers Alliance.
Yep.
Spec Ops 9 is going on right now. It's still 20 days. It seems like this one was longer than any other Spec Ops.
I think by a couple days.
Is it? Because it seems like, because maybe I just beat it too fast.
Maybe. I'm still, like I said earlier, I'm still low on ISOs.
That's one thing. I beat it finally, and there's still like 20-some-odd days left on it. And I beat it, and I've got Rescue, which is basically the female Iron Man. And she's cool defensive.
Oh, yeah.
But any other offensive, not that bad.
I see a Bruiser costume in her future.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But it's another character to recruit in the game. And I got that. And I'm now going for all the weapons. Now, see, here's the deal. Every Spec Ops, I always go back and try to get all the weapons if I don't have them.
And so today I go on and you get the daily reward with the game where it's a little roulette and you get, you know, either ISO or a certain weapon or command points or gold. And today I logged on and I got 1,000 ISO.
I wish I was that lucky.
I
got a stupid Stark access card again.
I got that and the transistor quite a few times. But yeah, so I got the 1,000. I'm like, well, I've already beat it. Oh, what the heck? Let's go. Because I'm trying for the epic boss. The weapon for the epic boss is awesome. I don't remember what it was called right off the top of my head, but it looks like an awesome weapon. And so I'm trying for that. So, yeah, it's really cool. They work in every aspect of the Iron Man 3 movie into this. They got Savin. They've got, now, of course, the Mandarin makes an appearance at the end. And the game is actually bringing in the Mandarin more of what the hero, or the villain Mandarin should be. So it's where the little twist lies. But you beat, you know, the final boss you beat is Savin. And then, of course, you have the epic boss of the, which I think they got it out of order, but we'll live with it. Is the Iron Patriot suit that has been hijacked? You got to battle that as the epic boss. And first thing my son and I did when they launched the Spec Ops, first thing we did is went and got the Iron Patriot armor for War Machine.
My first thing was Mark 42.
Really, I got that also after a while, but as first thing, we wanted that Iron Patriot because that just looks so cool.
Yeah,
and it gives them some cool passes and it gives them some cool
weapons.
See, I'm
going weapons. I'm trying to CP farm because I have War Machine. After I got the suit, I got more CP, and I went out and got War Machine. Now I'm trying to build CP up to get the Iron Patriot before time's out.
Oh yeah, before they run, because when the Spec Ops over, you can't get the suits either. I went and got the Iron Man because it's got some cool features. First of all, the missile barrage, it puts on burning and bleeding on the enemy. I love that.
And they're going to take out their armor, too.
Yeah, and they've got one that's, is it not melt armor? It's another thing they call it. But, it takes out any kind of defense that they have. And it's like, it's a cool, basically Mark 42 is a lot more powerful than the movie version.
And then its passive is awesome. I love it. That backup.
Oh, yeah.
that's my boys.
it says that's my boys. And you get all the Iron Man costumes come into battle for you for like one hit. And it's like, it's really cool.
One hit, then it's out.
Yeah, and the flash across the top of the screen says, "That's my boys." So that is a great passive, and it'll happen either when you are hit or when you hit.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a good time to do that, something like that. So
then I like to add in a blue laser in it. That is awesome. Yep. Just the laser that hits everything.
Yep. So they added a good deal. Like I said, this costume is a lot. The Mark 42 is a lot more powerful than the movie version. Mark 42. The movie version's kind of lame because, well, he's still working on it.
Yeah.
So, but
I still love Mark 42 in the movie too. That was just fun.
Yeah. And then what? Basically it's an Iron Man Spec Ops. The weapons are all Iron Man based. A lot of things to do with magnetized. If you're a villain, if your opponent is magnetized, the hits from the Iron Man will be more effective. And that also works great since I recently got Magneto as the character in that game. Magneto, if they're magnetized, his hits are more powerful too. So if I could have a four-person team without my agent, it would be Magneto, Iron Man, Iron Patriot, and Rescue. And I'd be whooping some butt. But you can't. You can only have three, including your agent.
I mean, still, the team up of Rescue and Iron Man would just be the best.
Yeah, because she's awesome on the defense.
And you would get a bonus for the end of the battle, too. Yeah.
There's an egghead bonus.
Yeah.
I've used them together. There's the egghead bonus, which is when you use, if you use Mr. Fantastic and Iron Man together.
Two doctors.
Or Hank Pym. Two scientists, then you get the egghead. Even Peter Parker falls in that, but she falls into that one, too, for some reason.
Yeah.
I always thought she was a secretary and not a...
Well, she's pretty smart, too.
She is smart, but she's not a scientist, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's a good Spec Ops. The rest of the game, they've only gotten to launch Chapter 12. Now, Chapter 12, have you got to that point yet?
No, I'm just doing 5-star and everything right now, as I go. So I'm being kind of slow. I did skip forward to look at what's coming, and then I see season 2 on there, which I think that's kind of cool to make it like a series, like a TV series.
So I want to see how they do with that. But on the chapter 12, it's all the bosses, all the mini bosses and bosses, lieutenant fights or whatever. And you go to chapter 1 or mission 1 of chapter 12, and all these mini bosses just pop up.
You know, normally it's like two or three battles pop up and you battle them and then another one pops up. This one, they all pop up at once and it's all mini bosses and lieutenants. Now, if realistically, if you wanted, you can go battle the boss of this fight one time, use only the 10 energy, and if you have a strong enough team, you could but you'd be battling all the bosses at one. It shows like it would be like four or five rounds of like two bosses each round. You have to have a super strong team for this.
Yeah,
yeah. But you could do that realistically. I've gone through and I go through and separate it because I'm training all my characters in the game because that's one of the fun things. You know, like it's like Pokemon. You catch them all and you got to train them.
I was going to mention something really like with you and recruiting characters, you got to catch them all.
I do. And I got to get, I'm trying to build them up, build up enough command points, the CP to do Phantom X. Is that the one that just released?
Yes.
Yeah, so I got to get, he's 135, I got 73 CP, so. I'm building up to get that one so that I'll have them all.
I'll get him later. I'm more focused on trying to get Iron Patriot right now. I've got like 21 CP and I need, or 29 CP. I need 21 more to get Iron Patriot.
That's a good build because that's an awesome costume. Mm-hmm. I mean, the effects they put on that, they really went all out on it.
Yeah.
Now, here's one other thing I want to point out that the game, there, a year ago, if you'd asked me to play the game, I'd say, yes, it's a super fun game, but don't spend any money. You know, because you spend the money, you lose, you go in, and like they used to have so many glitches in the game that you'd go do something and it'd lose all your data. And if you spent like, oh, let's say some, like $10 and bought some gold, and you spent that gold to buy some ISO to go into a battle and they lost your info, they wouldn't refund you, they wouldn't do anything. They pretty much just, I sent a couple emails when that happened, and they said, we know this is happening, thanks for playing. That's it. Well, now, when they have these glitches, they're actually going through everybody on that plays the game. They're sending out, like, here's 50 ISO, we're sorry we made a mistake. Or here's 10 command points, we're sorry we made a mistake. They're actually learning. They're actually, it's now, okay, we made a mistake, our game glitched, here's what
it's
we can do.
It's time. They're realizing that they got to own up because they'll start losing players if they don't.
Right, and they're doing that now, which is a good thing, finally. And now, actually, I could say, yeah, spend some gold because I have on this last Spec Ops. I've spent some money
on the past ones. I'm right now. I'm not really financially able to, but I'm doing the workaround. I'm going around hunting for 7-Up caps from people.
Yep, that's a good one. Yeah, 7-Up. They have the Facebook credits.
I've almost got $5 saved up with Facebook credits.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, let's see, 7-Up, Sunkist, and. Oh, there's one more.
A&W, I do.
A&W, yes, that's it. But the problem is they don't put it on their diet drink, so I can't do it. It's like when I got sick a couple months ago. I had the flu was going around, but it wasn't a flu. It was a stomach illness, and I got 7-Up. Because you get 7-Up when you're sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got it and had the cap and said Facebook credits. I said, what's this about? So I put it on there. I put it on my son's account because, you know, he doesn't have a credit card. And so I put it on his account, and he started building up enough Facebook credits. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Well, they don't put it on the diet drinks, apparently. So being a diabetic, I can't, you know, always drink all those sugary drinks.
I just have a lot of relatives that usually just like, here's a few.
That's a good deal. I used to have, back when, you know, well, I used to do my Coke rewards.
Mm-hmm,
and I had a friend of mine. He had saved those for me. And he would bring me like 100 and something a week easily. I should have people do the 7-Up ones now.
Yeah. I got one relative that helps me out with it because I don't really buy bottles of 7-Up. I always go for the fountain.
Right.
But every now and then I'll get a bottle, but she'll bring me like 6 or 7 at a time.
Nice.
And it's very random on the amount that you get on these caps too, because you can score anywhere from 1. Usually the base is 1, but every now and then you'll get that 25 or 35.
Well, when they first came up, started doing it, it was actually a dollar and cents, not a credit number. Like, it was 50 cents, which is 5 credits.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's right. Anyway, my first ones I got, I would get 50 cents. And first 4 I got was 50 cent credits. I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. Because after, what, say maybe 10, I'll have myself $5 enough for gold, you know. Well, then I got excited about it and bought one and said, here's a 10 cent credit. I'm like, oh. So then I realized. But yeah, that's a good way to do it, actually. Now, another thing, I'll give you another little hint on Avengers Alliance and Facebook credits. There's a website out there called MyPoints, And basically, if you click a bunch of links, they'll send you an email and you get 5 points per email to click a link. Or if you do any online purchasing, you can like they'll give you like 10 points per dollar spent, or and various other things. Well, that you can cash in your points, 1,500 points you can cash in for $7.50 of Facebook credits. They just started doing that. I recently found that out. So it's mypoints.com, and there's no bonus if you get other people to sign up. So that's one sign. If you get a bonus for signing someone else up, that's a marketing scheme, and I never go for those. Mm-hmm. But if there's not one like this right here, just sign up, because you know, I don't get a bonus if you mention my name or anything. It's an individual thing, and it's legit. I've been doing this for about 10 years now. I've been doing my points.
And so that's your secret.
What I used to spend it on was like I'd get an Amazon credit or get an Amazon gift card, basically. And now they came with the Facebook credits. I'm like, oh, I can buy gold on Marvel Avengers Alliance with that. So check that out, mypoints.com.
Yeah, so now I know how you're getting all the heroes.
That's it. That's exactly it. You got to do that. So, but anyway, so there's some little pointers for you. 7-Up points and mypoints.com. Let's see, the other video games, Marvel Heroes, they finished all the beta testing, the online game, and...
They had an open beta this weekend for people.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, when they launched that, June 6th, I believe, is the date on the launch. I recommend it highly. It's a fun game. I actually got to finally sit down and play several rounds. I leveled Thor up and did all sorts of battles and team up, but it's a great MMORPG. And it's going to be free online. Sure, they'll have parts you can buy, but it doesn't make it necessary for you to advance in the game. But it's kind of like Marvel Avengers Alliance, where it'd be kind of nice to spend a little money here and there. So,
and just to get a costume or bonus XP or something.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, I have fun with it. My problem is that I don't really stay focused on them kind of games. I'm more of a console gamer, so I'm more about matches and stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I got into a beta of Infinite Crisis.
Yeah, so it's the DC version. Now, that's not an MMORPG, though.
No, it's a MOBA. M-O-B-A.
MOBA, what's that stand for?
Massive Online Battle Arena.
Oh, kind of like a Mortal Kombat type thing?
No. Have you ever heard of League of Legends?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
It's definitely nice. Like that, but not... They really took it and put the comic book twist on it.
Okay.
It's really great.
And that's DC's version. Mm-hmm. So
they had their first 2 days, Friday and Saturday. I got to play. I think I played a little about a dozen matches, and I've played a lot of League of Legends before, and it's fun. I mean, it's not League of Legends, but it's like League of Legends.
But it's DC Heroes, though, right?
Yeah, and it's more not in a jungle. It's in a city.
Oh, cool.
And they have like some side powers. Like in League of Legends, you had like a DNF key skill, which would be a skill that's not represented by the character. But I'll say more about it later on when I get some more time.
Had one this first week. This is the first weekend they've had it, right?
Just first 2 days.
Okay, because that's, I mean, Marvel Heroes, go to marvelheroes.com. You'll be able to sign up or get in there whenever they launch it on June 6th. It's going to be free. It's going to be fun. What was the...
InfiniteCrisis.com.
InfiniteCrisis.com?
You can try to get it. Still in beta. I think they're still giving away on that.
Okay.
But I'll say more about it in future because this is just first thing. Yeah. It was definitely fun, though. I will say that.
Okay.
It's got some different spins on it. I already reported some bugs.
Right? Oh, good. So that's what they want when they do the beta test. People report bugs, not just play it like I did.
Yeah.
I did. I loved it. It was a fun play, so maybe that's a good thing. So
a lot of heroes, I will say that.
Well, I just look at the time, and we have to cut things, not really short. We still went on for quite a while here, but we're going to cut it short for now, and we're going to move on. We'll record our next podcast sometime soon. Hopefully, Brandon will get to play Infinite Crisis a little more.
Oh yeah.
And you sound like you're really liking this one. So.
Oh yeah, I am.
So maybe we'll get some more report on that. And hopefully, I'm not sure when, but I think the Deadpool console game comes out sometime soon.
Oh yeah, and they've got a big collector's edition for that too.
I guess who's going to be owning that?
I think it comes out with several free digital downloads for comics.
Something. They're doing a really good thing. But it's Deadpool. It doesn't matter what they do with it. I'm going to be getting it.
Oh, and I know Isaac will want it too.
Oh, yes. We're going to be getting Deadpool. So that one's coming up. Let's see. We got
Wolverine movie. I'm telling you, this whole summer worth of podcasts, we're just going to have a blast because it's the summer of comics.
Oh, yeah.
And the nerddom hits. And maybe next time we'll talk more about Doctor Who. I was wanting to, but we got to go. So, yeah. Well, thanks for joining me again, Brandon.
I love it.
That does it for this week's podcast. Stay nerdy.
www.gilwilson.com. If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out www.gilwilson.com. GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.